Mark Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in that glorious and majestic name of the eternal God revealed to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to teach us about God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Yes, this is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're looking today to complete our study concerning the Trinity of the Lord Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our God is one, and yet He's revealed to us through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we've been studying about Almighty God in John chapter 14 through 17, and today we're going to finish up this study on the Trinity and His triunity. But there's two or three more truths that I want to point out to you before we finish. And in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 20, we see one of these wonderful truths, and that is that our God is omniscient. Now, this word omniscient means that He is all-knowing. God knows everything. There's no surprises to Him. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 20, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." Notice that, beloved. God knows everything. There's nothing that our Lord does not know. He knows all things. Again, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8, we read, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him." God the Father knows what we need even before we ask Him. So why do we need to ask Him? Because God the Father loves for His children to come and communicate with Him. He loves for us to be reminded of the fact that He is our Heavenly Father, and that we need to allow Him to be Lord of every situation and circumstance in our life. He knows all things, beloved, and many times when we come and ask the Father for something and He tells us no, it's because He knows what's best for us. And He knows all things. He knows that if He granted our request, we would later suffer the consequences of what we ask for, and that it would be to our hurt. I've seen times that I've asked the Lord for certain things, and later I realized if God had granted my request, I would have really regretted it. And so it was for my good that my loving Heavenly Father said no. He's all-knowing, beloved. Another wonderful fact about our loving Father is that He is omnipotent. That is, our God is all-powerful. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. In Matthew chapter 19, and verse 26, we read these words, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." He's all-powerful, beloved. He's Almighty God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we even ask or think, we're told in Ephesians. He's Almighty God. He's all-powerful. He has all power in heaven and in earth. And in Mark chapter 10 and verse 27, if you'll look with me there, Jesus, looking upon them, saith, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." All things are possible. And the Lord was talking to them about how that it's hard for a person that has a lot of this world's goods to come to Christ as Savior, because he trusts in his wealth rather than in the Lord. And he said in verse 25, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Anyone that will come to the Lord Jesus, acknowledging their need of him, putting their faith and trust in him, will be cleansed from their sin and made pure and clean and holy. So God knows everything, beloved. There's not anything that he does not know. And God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And then, beloved, God is omnipresent. And that means that he's present everywhere. He knows what's going on everywhere. There's nothing hidden from Almighty God. We read here in the Psalm 139 and verse 1 through 12. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Remember, God knows everything. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. God even knows the thoughts that trace their way across our mind, beloved. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. You see, God knows all about us, beloved. He's all-knowing, and he's ever-present. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. That is, God's with us. He knows where we are. He knows what's going on. He knows what we're doing. Verse 4, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. God knows every word that you and I speak, beloved, and we're going to have to give an account of our speech. That's why we need to be careful what we say, because God's listening. Verse 5, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. He's ever present, beloved. He's around us. He knows what we're going through. He's nearby. He's as close as the air you breathe. That's why you and I can speak to him and talk to him at any time, under any situation, under any circumstance. And the writer David said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. He said, I cannot really understand how great, how almighty, how powerful thou art, and that you're ever-present, and that you're all-knowing, and that you're omnipotent. It's beyond my grasp and comprehension. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Hades, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Even, beloved, out in the midst of the sea, when a person's all alone and he's in trouble, and there doesn't seem to be any help available, God's there. He knows what's going on. He's able to help you. He's able to provide. He's able to supply. He's able to hear your cry. He's able to grant your request. Oh, beloved, how great is our God. How almighty, how omniscient, how omnipotent, and how omnipresent. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me, held in the palm of the Lord's hand. Oh, beloved, that's why God gives us eternal security. The individual who puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is eternally secure. We're in the hand of the Lord Jesus, and His hand is in the hand of God the Father, and we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, we're told in the Gospel of John. So we have the triune Godhead keeping us safe and secure, beloved, Almighty God. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Beloved, we can't hide from God. You can't get away from God. He knows where you are. He knows what you're doing. He knows the thought that's going across your mind. He knows every detail of your life and mine. There's not a thing that we can do or say that God's not aware of and that He does not know about. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. You see, beloved, the darkness is nothing that can hide you from God. It can't hide me from God. He knows where I am at all times, under every situation and circumstance. He's Almighty God, and nothing is hidden from Him. And so, beloved, He knows all about us. For Thou hast possessed my reins, that is, my will, my choices and decisions. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You see, beloved, He even knew me when I was in my mother's womb. He knew me before I was born. Over in the book of Jeremiah, here in the Old Testament, the Lord tells us that He knew all about Jeremiah before he was born, and He had a plan for Jeremiah's life. We read here in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." You see, God had a plan for Jeremiah before he was even born. Beloved, God knows all about every one of us, and His not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that all would believe in the Lord Jesus, that all would accept Him as Savior, that all would be born into the family of God, that all would be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, that all would come to the knowledge of the Father. Yes, beloved, this is our eternal Almighty God. Until next time, goodbye.